This is June, right? This is the month set aside to celebrate woke Christmas, right? Or as the deacons like to call it, Pride Month. There's that old saying, Pride comes before the fall. Over the last couple of years, it seemed like Pride Month was the most celebrated month of the year. Everyone wanted to be involved in the celebration. Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, can't forget the NHL, Walmart, Target, the list goes on and on. But the celebrations... The celebrations, they seem to be a bit more depressing this year. We are 6 days into woke Christmas, and it seems that none of these powerful organizations are willing to flaunt their pride. Why? I'll give you the reason why. It's you. Right now, normal people are changing the narrative. There's a great reset going on, but not in the way the deacons at Woke United Methodist intended. The country is being reset back to normal. Last year, Major League Baseball, they dipped their logo in the rainbow and kept it that way for 30 days. This year, less than 24 hours. Boycotts of sports leagues, they're a little bit different than boycotts of a regular business. When normal people boycott Major League Baseball, it does not have a direct impact on them financially. Sure, their ratings will go down, attendance might decline for a little while, but the league is still collecting billions of dollars in broadcast rights. It's also a little bit more difficult to boycott baseball or the NFL and the NBA because they're the only place that provides what they offer. There's only one Major League Baseball. There's only one league that offers professional football. Well, KC, what about the XFL and the USFL? What about them? Have you watched those leagues? They suck. I wouldn't compare them to the WNBA dump, but they're damn close. The truth is, boycotts of sports leagues, they are not nearly as impactful as boycotts of businesses. Normal people have been boycotting the NBA for what, 3 years now? Nothing has changed. Normal people started boycotting Bud Light 2 months ago. Everything is changing. The shit fucks do not have an answer. They don't know what to do. They're actually acquiescing to your demands. In hundreds of stores across the country, Target has all but removed any and all products that promote the gay pride. They are doing everything they can to make this boycott go away. They're doing everything they can to eliminate negative publicity. It ain't working. And the reason it's not working? Conservative media outlets, they are making Target pay for their past transgressions. They are using the tactics of Woke United Methodist against them. Remember all those years when they would dig into someone's past looking for something to offend them? Once they found something from 10 or 15 years ago, they would use it as ammunition, forcing that person to assume the position and consume the grilled woke wiener. You remember all that? Today, that is exactly what's happening to them. First, we need to give credit to all the ladies. KC, you mean the ladies like Bob Griner? She is so inspiring! She spent 10 months with Vlad, returned home, and mesmerized us with the dribbling of balls and electrifying back-shaving skills. No, I'm not talking about Bob Griner. I'm talking about real women, women without facial hair. I'm talking about your wife, your girlfriend, your mom. They are the reason this Target boycott is so effective. Since May 8th, Target stock down 25%. They've lost $12 billion in market value. According to CNBC, companies lose about 1% of their value with every day a boycott lasts. That's why Target wants this to go away. That's why they are begging for positive publicity or no publicity at all. Yesterday, Fox Business released a report on Target. They dug into their financials and found something interesting from 2021. Target has been funding an organization called NDN Collective. This organization, they got some great leaders, like Nick Tilson. Nicky is a fine, upstanding citizen. A couple of years ago, he was arrested while protesting white supremacy at Mount Rushmore. Nicky T was charged with robbery, grand theft, and assault. Now, the assault charges, they were filed because he allegedly went after police officers, or, as the leaders at NDN Collective like to call them, evil white land appropriators. Last December, all charges against Nick Tilson dropped. Why? Well, according to Nikki, my case was proof of white fragility. Whatever the hell that means. One of the causes at NDN Collective, it's called Land Back. They have a portion of their website called Land Back U. This is a satellite campus of Woke U. They offer exciting courses on imperialism and demilitarization. Some of the favorite woke boner words for the so-called educated shitfuck. Oh, demilitarization. I love spanking my wanker watching the destruction of tanks. I wish they would stick that barrel in my sweet spot. Apparently, one of the leaders at Land Back is Father Jalen Rose. Father J, he is either associated with the organization or they use him as inspiration because one of the leading causes at Land Back is the closure of Mount Rushmore. Now, for those that aren't familiar, Jalen Rose, he has been advocating for the removal of Mount Rushmore from your vocabulary. The people at Land Back, they want to take it a step further. They want to close Mount Rushmore altogether. According to Land Back, Mount Rushmore is a symbol of white supremacy. Mount Rushmore lacks true equity and inclusion. It triggers the feelings of the guardians whose ancestors own that land. Not only do they want the destruction of Mount Rushmore, they also want the land given back to the guardians, or as they like to call them, indigenous people. You know, whatever happened to Indians? Whatever happened to Native Americans? What is with this constant change in terminology? Next thing you know, you won't be able to say police chief. No, not police chief. That is triggering. You must refer to him as the guardian of civilian life. Land Back is also calling for the demilitarization of the violent United States military. Let me get this straight. We went from defunding the police to calling for the dissolution of the military? That sounds like a great idea. While we're at it, why don't we go ahead and open the southern border and allow anyone who wants to enter the country to come inside? Let's also give them free housing, free healthcare, free food. If they commit a crime, let's go ahead and give them no cash bail and hope they show up for their court date where they'll receive a nice pound on the butt bongo. Oh, wait, we're already doing all that. This is the organization that Target is giving your money to. If you spend money at Target, this is where it's going. Of all the organizations in this country, St. Jude's, charities that save animals or children, cancer research, wounded warriors, charities that assist military veterans, of all the organizations that Target could donate your money to, they donate money to the organization that wants to demolish our military. Fox Business, they dug a bit deeper. Back in 2020, when Deacons were exploiting the death of George Floyd, Target, they decided to enter the fight against mythical racism. They made a diversity hire by hiring Kiera Fernandez. What was her job title? Diversity Chief. Now, of course, with the term chief known to be deeply triggering, Kiera, she now prefers to be called the Diversity Commander. Kiera Fernandez, she took her job very seriously. In 2021, she demanded that all white women working at Target be active in the fight against mythical racism. Some employees may be fearing for their job. They agreed to participate in the fight. They spent months trying to find mythical racism. Never found it. Kiera Fernandez, she also demanded that white women use their voice to create cases of mythical racism so women of color didn't have to be responsible for coming up with the fairy tales all on their own. After a while, our creative juices start to run low. We need the infusion of fresh ideas. We need a white woman's perspective. So you want to demonize white women, then you want them to be on your side? You want them to help you? A woman that was hired because of diversity, a woman that was literally given her job because of the color of her skin, that same woman wants to accuse this country of systemic racism. That same woman also wants to be the victim. All of my ladies out there, this is what Target has been doing with your money. When they're not funding diversity and equity and inclusion, they're coming up with unique ways to brainwash your children. I think corporate America is starting to realize they have fucked up. The problem is, they might have come to this realization too late. With companies running away from the gay pride, I think we're going to continue to see past transgressions brought to the light. It needs to be this way because they're not going to go away quietly. The woke movement, they are not going to go down without a fight. They're used to their tactics being effective. They don't know how to respond to this resistance because, honestly, it hasn't happened until now. Let me show you how effective Woke United Methodist has been. Other day, before the start of Woke Christmas, I mentioned how we only have one day to celebrate the real Christmas, one day to celebrate Thanksgiving, one day to celebrate our fallen heroes in the military, one day to celebrate and honor current and former military veterans. I also said, we have 30 days set aside to celebrate Tran Dan and the LGBT movement. But I was wrong. Take a look for yourself. These are all the days on the woke calendar set aside to celebrate the LGBT movement. Don't bother counting. They total 145. 145 days out of 365 to celebrate a lifestyle. Some of my favorites, Health Awareness Week. This is a special week in March where they reveal the true secret of curing woke hangovers by demonstrating the proper application of the Prep H. October 19th, International Pronoun Day. This one might be my favorite. On this day each year, new pronouns are revealed to the world. I have actually been working behind the scenes to get shit fuck pronouns introduced this year. But it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is what happens when normal people remain silent. I don't think most people care if there's a day set aside each year to celebrate gay people. I mean, seriously, who cares? Everyone else has their day. They should have their day too. But 145 days? 145 days? And most of these days have nothing to do with actual gay people. Most of these days are set aside to celebrate men who want to be women. You're expected to honor them 5 months out of the year. Give me your thoughts. Target stock down 25% in the last 4 weeks. Fox reveals new information showing that Target has been funding groups that want to shut down Mount Rushmore and give government land back to the Guardians. They also want to dissolve the U.S. military. Will this cause the Target boycott to be extended? Hell, normal women, they might not need a reason to extend this boycott. I don't know. You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.